Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen out there in the world today. How are we doing today? Yeah, I know it has definitely been a minute. I know. I'm back. Just was really working on some things on other platforms, being that our Anchor platform will be changing very, very soon. And I think it's switching over to River FM. Associated with Spotify, podcasting, and so on. So that's going to be happening very soon in the next couple months, but I want to go on and might as well just change everything over now. So, but thank you for being here. Sorry, I'm just feeling a little congested here. I've been working in a very historic attic here in St. Augustine, downtown St. Augustine, working on a little project there, and been working around the dust, and given my condition, I know I shouldn't be doing that, but I don't spend too much time in there. It's just that you know, I have my mask and everything, but nevertheless, some dust still got in there. So, but thank you for being here. I am your speaker, your host, Crawford Dupree Murray Jr. Welcome to my podcast, Enjoying Life. It is March 30th, 2024. Can you believe that? Yeah, here we are. You know, entering, you know, the rest of 2024. The springtime is here. The summertime is coming and so on. My message today, folks, and there's a lot that I would like to say, of course, not here, but throughout the year, Lord willing, I'll be able to say and talk about some interesting topics. But let me just say, life is what it is. And you all know how I feel about, you know, living, right? How I enjoy living, how I enjoy finding words to encourage, right? To enjoy life. That's my segment, Enjoying Life. Life is what it is. And we're not perfect. We done made decisions. We made bad choices, mistakes. We overlooked. Things transpired in our lives that affected all of us differently, right? But it is what it is. And it's up to you to decide how you're going to pursue life. You all know I'm a praying man. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm a praying man. And I believe so much in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know everybody have their opinions and all that. I know a lot is happening around the Word of God. Let me just say this. You have a lot of people that talk about God, that preach the Word of God. And they often find themselves in trouble and caught up in controversies and things like that. Right? You have to decide how you're going to have a relationship with God to get you through this life. We don't know how long we have on this planet. We don't know, right? We don't know what's going to happen, you know, the next day. We don't know. All we know is that we're here and we have to find the best road, the best solution to get to the next level. Amen. We have to do that. And I know a lot of people don't understand, you know, what that means or even how to go about it. But prayer is the key. And it's not every day you have the strength to pray. I get that. And sometimes, you know, you go, and it feels though that, you know, God is not answering your prayers, or you asking yourself why you have to endure this, etc. And there's a lot of questions. I get that. And I wish I can give you all the answers. Only thing I can tell you from my life, right, is that I done went through the hard times. I done went through people talking about me, lying on me. You all know I just went through a situation where someone told a lie on me, right? But you just have to trust, find a way to trust yourself enough to not give up. And that's why I love to read the Word of God when I can. Some days I'll be beat down. No, I don't pray and read the Word every day. Yes, life do get to me. Right? Yes, I get upset. Yes, I get angry. Yes, I doubt. At times, my belief is questioned. But it's only because of the situation at that time. And then I remember what God has done for me. And I remember where I came from. And I remember those days when I just thought that there was no way in the world I was going to make it. And I felt alone, and I felt beat down, and I felt hurt and angry, and I felt ashamed. And I remember just dwelling in all the bad choices and decisions I've made and the consequences from those decisions and choices. And I looked at what other people, what it seemed other people was doing, and everybody was passing me by. And I got to a point where I thought to myself, well, I deserve what I'm going through, everything that's happened to me, because I'm nothing, I'm nobody. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters out there, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't you rebuke that devil. You rebuke him. He's a liar. And it's not that God isn't answering your prayers. You read your Bible, you pray, but then you have to get up and then you have to trust and believe and continue on your journey. Sometimes it's fear and doubt on our end that hinders us from happiness, success, companionship. Sometimes it's what we do to ourselves. I can't even begin. Even now, just a couple weeks ago, fear, hesitation caused me to miss out on some opportunities. While I'm praying to God and reading the Word, it's not God's fault. It was my fault. If people are going to say what they want to say about God, they're going to doubt. You got people who don't believe. They're going to try to pick apart the Word of God. It's up to you, brothers and sisters, on what you're going to believe. It's up to you how you're going to stand on God's Word. And it's simple, but it has its storms, if that makes sense. You have to be able to open your mind up. I was talking with a couple gentlemen on the job site by the name of Steve and this very unique brother. Actually, he's white, but he's a brother in spirit. His name is Kendall. So I don't know if Kendall's going to hear this cast, but this podcast goes, you know, out to him as well. And to listen to this man talk. To listen to this white man speak, just the hard worker he is, it's amazing that his point of view is what it is, because, you know, he sounds so humbled, and in just these couple days, I'm learning so much, you know, things. Listen. And I'm going to talk about Kendall and what I learned from him in a little bit, probably on tomorrow's cast, on History Cast. I'll touch a little bit on what we discuss. I don't want to get too much into it, but let me tell you something, folks. Our history, Black history, is amazing, right? And how it's tied into American history. And like I said, that I'll elaborate on it more, the conversations that transpired between Kendall and myself, and that's going to be something that you're going to find very, very interesting, especially if you're into Black history and everything that took place and what transpired in America. And I know that, you know, the first thing we focus on is the injustice of slavery, the horrific injustice that transpired to Black people through slavery. But let me tell you, to all my Irish brothers and sisters out there, yeah, you had it rough too. I'll leave it as that there, and I'm excited to really do my research more into a lot of things, but we'll touch bases on that a little bit later. But back to what I was saying, you have to hold on to your faith. You have to hold on to your understanding, your love of God. You have to, folks. Nobody else is going to give you the oomph, right? The motivation, the you know, the creativity, right? That spark, that strength, the knowledge, the wisdom, like God can give it to you. And a lot of it comes from making the bad mistakes. A lot of it comes from making the bad decisions. A lot of it comes from, you know, doing the things that you've done. And it's up to you. Hold on. This is my cousin calling in. Had to, sorry, he was calling in. I had to send him a text. A lot of it really comes from your past, you know, misunderstanding and so on, right? Your wisdom, your knowledge. Sorry, I know I got skipped it a little bit. I was responding to my cousin Asa Khalif up there in Philadelphia. So yeah, this is where your wisdom, this is where your knowledge, this is where, you know, your understanding comes from, right? Making these bad decisions, making these bad choices, you know, going through the consequences. And then here we are connected with God, right? And I'm just really trying to be honest with you. I'm trying to find the words without trying to, you know, be all philosophical. I just, you know, you have God. And honestly, that's all you really need, right? But everything else is up to you on how you're going to proceed with God and with all you want to do. I get it. It's no, you know, with the disciples that walked with Jesus more than 2,000 years ago. Here it is, 2024. And I know that, you know, you hear the importance of having faith. I get that, right? But you want to be able to talk to God. You know, prayer is good, but talk to him using your own words, right? These are things that I do for myself, right? I do myself. I get into discussions with God, and I'm learning to be more and more honest with him. Right? Try that. Try being honest to God. Try being honest to yourself and then be honest to God. Talk about how you feel. And if you're uncertain, if you have doubt, if your unbelief is overpowering you, just tell God that. A lot of you out there, you have problems, you have addictions, you have lifestyles, you have habits. No matter what, that has been with you all your life. It's like a security blanket, ironically. You know, remind me of Linus from the Charlie Brown show, the boy with the blankets. And it seems like you had that, you know, more than you had God. You didn't, but it seems like it because you hadn't had the communication or the trust moments with the Lord like you had with whatever security blanket, whatever vice that you're holding on to. Trust me, folks, I have lived it. I understand completely. But you take that to God too. You know, I just woke up this morning and, you know, you all know how, you know, I will read the scriptures and I will read from my daily bread, which I ordered some new books from our daily bread. And you all know I'm a big fan of that there. And there's some days I missed. And if you haven't received your copy, you all should go to ourdailybread.org, or you can write. You can go online and look it up and get the address, and you can write to them and they send you pamphlets and they have all sorts of books and stuff to really help you. And I ordered some books and I haven't really read a lot of the books because my mind and stuff has been occupied with a few other things and really trying to get the affiliates going, the digital marketing going, the business going, the travel going. And like I told you, at times myself, I have to remind myself, whoa, you pulling it away from God, man. And that's always a good feeling. Don't you feel bad when you catch yourself, when you by you catching yourself, you know, the Holy Spirit is tugging on you. And that's a good thing. Hey, look, come on, bring it on back. So I had to jump up on my podcast and this morning and tell you all, you know, just say something wonderful about the, you know, God and just, you know, talk to the brothers and sisters out there that, hey, listen, you're not in this alone. You know, life is still beautiful. Now, I don't care what anybody say. Life is still beautiful. We have a lot of craziness going on in this world, in our country. But life is still beautiful. And you just have to really trust in God, be honest with Him, be honest with yourself, folks. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I know your back is against the wall. I know it's against the wall. I know that, you know, you're ready to throw in the towel. I know. You know? But don't you give up. You know, don't you give up. You stay on course. You stay motivated and you're going to be all right. All right? You're going to be all right. I'm going to just, I'm going to get up, folks, and I must just start my day a little bit and get up and do a little reading. You guys are okay. All my listeners, you guys are beautiful, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for really being there and supporting me, and I thank you all, and I apologize if I haven't gotten a lot of the podcast, you know, it's still some things that I'm I have to learn and how to interact more with the listeners and everything. And I'm going to, do my due diligence in really, really being a part of this cast, of the new technology, of the video cast. Once everything change over to the Spotify, I want to be able to interact more with the listeners, like I do on social media and stuff. So yeah, life is good. And you all, don't give up. Okay? Don't give up. Stay vigilant, stay honest with yourself and with God. Just you do that, and then everything will work itself out. All right? I don't want to hold you all up too much longer. I just wanted to get out here and just, say that a little bit. And I promise you tomorrow's segment will be a little bit more entertaining. And this is just me in rare form. Okay. God love you. And I know you heard that millions of times, but you have to believe it. And you have to put your best foot forward. You hear? All right, brothers and sisters. I think that's going to be my words for it for today. Hopefully I would like to come back a little later on as well. But I want to start the process of changing everything over to Spotify and to River FM videocast. All right. Just a little prayer. And I'll speak with you all a little bit. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you this morning. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, our wrongdoings, Lord. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of our transgressions, to wash away all our iniquities. Lord, we're going through a storm, and a lot of us, Lord, don't know which way to go. And while it's easier to say, go to God and trust in God, Lord, them storms are often loud. So we just need you, Father, to make way for us, to strengthen us. Make sure our faith, our foundation has been laid for us to stand on. We rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. We ask you, Father, to keep your right hand upon us, that evil doesn't grieve us. We ask you, Lord, to bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, folks, I will be seeing you soon on the video cast, and I would like to come back tonight with something. I think I will a little bit later on. All right. You all take care and have a good morning.